Bella Vista Melhaps.
Colombia, cultura talmeut.
Brother Carmen Uduca il racconta le esperienze di Aufel Hapsta Bella Vista, Medellin.
Il-ħajja unek ma tiswa xejn.
Jiena jirrigrima nilqakom għal dan it-13 programm sensiela Bella Vista Melhaps. Kif taf u 12 programm, iltqajna ma' Santiago Arango, li huwa Kolombjan propju minn Medellin din il-belt li tkellimna fuq tant matul din is-sensiela. Illi kienet jitkellem magħna mhux biss dwar Bella Vista u dwar Medellin imma anki dwar mużika tal-Kolomba, dwar il-Vaġenato, dwar Carlos Vives, dwar ħafna affarijiet anki korof l-istorja reċenti tal-Kolombja u ta' Medellin imma anki ħafna affarijiet sbieħ u ħafna affarijiet pożittivi. Dan il-programm tal-lum Santi se jitkellem anki dwar il-mod kif sar jaf mod kważi dirett dwar Bella Vista minna twiħet mill-għallima tijaw. Se nisimaw anki dwar ħuħ li peress li studja fil-iskel biex najtek tal-istat u f'università pubblika u għaf kuntat ħafna mal-kultura popolari tal-post. Santiago, thank you for being with us once again.
Hi.
It was a very interesting program, the program we had last week. I'd like to start by asking you about this teacher of religion who used to tell you so many stories about Bella Vista. How did he know Bella Vista?
In the secondary school I had a religion teacher. It's like catechesis subject in the secondary school we used to have. And yeah, he was working in Bella Vista like a psychologist, like helping prisoners like with some psychological treatments, like talking to them. And so he was very involved to Bella Vista, going to Bella Vista several times a week during some time. So he was telling us all, to all the class, like how was Bella Vista, and we were all the class like so quiet all the time hearing all these stories, because he's very surprised. I mean, if for you it's surprising, for us it's as well surprising. I mean, we are in the same city, but all these things are very like how these things happen there, how it works. So yeah, he was all the time telling us how was getting into the prison, all the system, how all the security things work there in the prison, the guards, how the guards behave, all the deals they have with the prisoners. It's a very complex.
Yeah, in a way it's a world within itself, because you know, this during this series of programs, Bella Vista Melhaps, we've been talking about Bella Vista and Medellin, but they're not quite the same thing. You were telling me when we met to prepare for this program that there is also a slang that developed from Bella Vista. There's also a way of being, a culture, a way of moving, a way of talking, a drag in the voice. So many things developed out of Bella Vista, and they don't necessarily reflect the reality.
Yeah.
Let's say normal people live in Medellin.
Yeah.
Can you tell us some of the stories or some of the details that you heard from your teacher about Bella Vista?
Yeah, it's very interesting. Like he was telling us, for example, how to get in the prison was very hard, you know, because they had some time, for example, for receiving the visitors of the prisoners, like mothers or the girlfriends, the wives or the wives of the prisoners. So they were like some checking tests, like some they were
body checks, which were very very intimate,
very strict, because there were cases and some girls were getting in some like money, dollars or drugs or guns. So they had to check the girls everywhere. I mean,
literally everywhere.
Yeah, because there were these cases and everything is because crime is still working. I mean, even from the prison, prisoners are still having their contacts, maintaining the crime. How do you say them?
The crime life, crime. Group.
Yeah, the crime. All crime contacts, they were keeping them from jail, like phoning someone or giving like tell this guy to do this, tell this other guy to do this, and they were receiving payments even in jail. Like they were using any trick to keep operating even from jail. And it was a big problem because there were people, I mean, there is this conflict in Colombia about guerrillas groups, paramilitary groups, like civil organized groups, militias. So even in the jail, they were, I mean, a prisoner who made a crime, so he was kept, and then he's from guerrillas. They all, in the next jail, in the next room, or...
Patio, or in next block.
In the next block, they were, in the next patio, we call them patios. In Bellavista, it's called patio, which means like square, or like there is a like court.
Yeah.
In the middle, so there, it's divided by patio number one or two or this. So... They were coming. They were having even conflicts between them because they knew this guy was from guerrilla group, or they knew this guy was from. So they were, you know, it was very even dangerous in the prison.
Yes. In fact, Carmelo in his diary he talks about the period before he started visiting Bella Vista, and he was explaining how violent it was before, and how easy it was even for prisoners to die in prison, to get killed, because of this this very violent atmosphere that there was, which from what he tells us was not there when he started visiting in 2001. I mean, by that time the situation inside Bella Vista had calmed down in a way, or it was much more organized. And you were telling me also something that we heard from Carmelo's diary, that even within the prison there are these bosses inside prison who somehow, these chiefs or whatever we want to call them, who somehow organize the prisoners.
The prison was like, okay, there are guards, but the prison is very isolated. Like, it's, as you say, it's like a world, like a world in
itself.
Yeah, like a city. It's working, like there's the economy, they pay to this, they pay, if you don't have money, you have problems, because they sell pillow, they'll sell you everything, they can take you out if you're not behaving, if the boss or this the chief of the patio, the guy who is most important, because they assume like a role of, okay, this is my patio, and you have to ask him, he has a bodyguard, he can get anything, and then if you don't pay that guy what he is asking you, okay, you have to pay a rent for the bed, you have to pay a rent for the water, you have to pay. So there is not like the army, the guards, the government. It's like the government is not present in the inside the prison, and that's very bad system. You know, they are trying to improve it a lot. I mean, I know they have been changing a lot of things, but yeah, for in last years it was like that. I mean, at least the time that I had this teacher in secondary school, he was telling us all these stories.
Yes. In my introduction, I also mentioned your brother, who is younger than you.
Yeah, yeah.
And who is very much in contact with a culture which somehow you missed, because you went to a private university. But he goes to a public university, and he always went to public schools. Yeah. So he's very much in contact with this.
Yeah, I mean, we are all in contact. But yeah, he's like, he's younger than me, and so he's more like, he has a lot of friends, and he wants to... He enjoys a lot the city, so he knows a lot good places, bad places. He doesn't care going anywhere. Like, he's more like, how do you say, open mind maybe, or
he's more open to the city, perhaps. Yeah, even because he still lives there, of course.
Yeah, and he's not afraid of going anywhere. Like, he tried to understand the city, and he's studying law, so he's reading a lot about the city, and he really wants to study about the culture all the time, reading about what's going on in this district, what's going on in this district. So he's very, he has like a very social concern about, you know, all the time.
Are there many young people like him?
In Medellin is very, you know, you see that very, people are concerned about situation, writing idea, political ideas, philosophy, as well as through the poems, for example, they can express what they feel. Mm-hmm. As you say, music. It's a way. I mean, people are aware about the situation and they want to express. So that's very interesting. Like, the city has this dynamic,
creative reaction.
Yeah, reaction, because there is violence. There are bad things happening, maybe government is a bit out of the situation. They don't, so people want to express against this, against that, and people really start creating. I think that's a good feature. And he's studying in Universidad de Antioquia, which is the biggest university in Medellin, in the whole department, in the whole Antioquia region. Universidad de Antioquia is huge. It's like 30,000 students. That's a lot.
There's also a very, very famous International Poetry Festival of Medellin, and I remember a very good friend of mine, Kevin McNeil, the Scottish poet, was there in 2000, and as I was telling you, it was an incredible experience for him, reading poetry in front of thousands of people. And I always remember his comment telling me that he felt as if he were a rock star. He was treated like a rock star with girls coming over to him and yeah. wanting his autograph. So there's a great interest in culture and in art.
That is the Festival Internacional de Poesía, which is the international festival of poetry.
And there are many initiatives like these.
Yeah. There are a lot of activities, you know, trying to connect, because that's a problem. There has been a huge difference between rich people and poor people. So trying to connect all kind of people in these cultural events, like people from lower classes, trying to, you know, to integrate and not feel they are isolated or put out from this. And that's why the public university connects every any kind of people. So that's beautiful.
Okay, we were listening Bajo Tierra again. This is a song about the Caribbean trance. It's called. Now we're gonna listening. We're gonna listen Todo Bien, which is a very good song.
It's about a very particular song, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a very funny song because it's using all this slang from these very hard days we were talking about last program about people in the streets, like Sicario culture, like. But trying to like make fun of it a bit, you know, because anyway it's not fun issue, but they try like to get all this slang and make it like a bit more friendly, like now this time it's like remembering those years but in a different way.
Mm-hmm. So in the song we're going to hear a lot of the expressions.
Yeah, we're going to listen expressions, and it's like a story of a guy. He's going to meet his girlfriend, and then he's there are like police, we call it like requisas, like they are checking people, like how do you say it, like when police is stopping people to check what's going on in the district in districts,
kind of inspections or
yeah
something
inspection
like that.
yeah. So he's saying like they stopped me. They were looking for if I had like
roadblocks.
Yeah.
Something like a roadblock.
Yeah, exactly. And then he tells the girl, like trying to explain her why he was late, and then he took the bus, and he's like all the time using this funny slang. It's like a bit of a rap. I mean, Bajo Tierra, they try to get music from popular culture, and of course in this area there's a lot of rap. You know, talking about the problems, the conflict, and so rap is very common.
And Bajo Tierra from Medellin.
Yeah, Bajo Tierra from Medellin, but they are more commercial. So they tried in this song to get all this rap style a bit and then make it a bit commercial, and it's a good song. Por huevos. Well, this is todo bien, like, which means everything's all right, like everything's cool. The song has a very calm rhythm.
So Bajo Tierra, where does the name come from?
Bajo Tierra means like a bit prohibited, like underground. So it's a band like they try to get music from different. Before we listen last program, we listened Champeta. They were getting like this Caribbean music and then mixing very modern music. Then we had a big part of Islam dance. Which is about Caribbean trance in the sea, and this one is todo bien, like very urban, very Medellin style.
So their music isn't all like this. It isn't all rap kind of music. They do different styles.
Yeah, they
Bajo Tierra.
Yeah, they try to inspire themselves in very Colombian rhythms, but very modern, like rock, very for young music for young people.
So in a way, Bajo Tierra also represent, or somehow they announce the arrival of a new Medellin.
Yeah.
A Medellin that has somehow disowned or tried to cut off from the terrible years that we have talked about between 85 and 93. The Sicario culture, this macho culture.
Yeah.
Tell us a bit about this new Medellin, the Medellin of a metro, the Medellin of fashion, of financial services, telecommunications also.
Yeah, Bajo Tierra represents this new Medellin. They are generation after all these bad years from 1994, they started playing their music, and it's like a new generation of people, educated people, like trying to influence the uneducated generation, like trying to spread over the city, like all this culture, learning about our own culture, valorating what we have, what we can do, and trying to do our best. And so, yeah, you were talking about all this development. Medellin has been known as a very, as a hub in Colombia for industry, for textiles. Now telecommunication is very important. I mean, EPM, which is a public enterprises of Medellin, is a leader in Latin America for providing telecommunication services. I mean, even before they were providing water, energy, but now they switched to all this telecommunication new era, and they are very advanced.
And they have even expanded to other countries.
Yeah. They are expanding to Venezuela, Peru, Ecuador, all this area. In Medellin is based like bank companies, which they have expanded to Bogota first, and then to all these countries around. And we have, for example, producing drinks. Like there is a very huge company which is called Postobon. It's based in Medellin. I've heard that Coca-Cola is one of the companies in the world that give troubles to Coca-Cola because competition is very fierce in Colombia.
Competition.
Yeah. So Coca-Cola is like 40%, 50% all the time. Competing with
Boston, this local
with Boston, Medellin, it's very strong. And textiles, of course, it's very important. I mean, from last century, cafe and textiles were always on top.
Mm-hmm. But you also talk about good medical services in Medellin and even in other parts of Colombia.
Good
medical services.
Yeah. Medellin is leader in operations. With
open heart surgery.
Open heart surgery, yeah. There is a very important clinic, a hospital. And people from Latin America come to Medellin to have these surgeries. I mean, they come, for example, sometimes they come to Europe or US, like, for doing a specialization and master's, and then always come back to this very important
clinic in Medellin. Okay, so in a way there's a lot of positive energy.
Yeah.
In the city that has gone through so much trouble.
It's amazing because it's as I told you last program, it's an example of trying to improve all these to erase all these bad years, all these bad impression people had about Medellin. With Metro, I explained you about the Metro culture. Medellin is the only city in Colombia with Metro line. It was built in 1995. It's very modern, they built it in partnership with a Spanish and German company, and it's beautiful. The metro is very modern. It's a line. It has two lines to go like in over the city, and it's people take care about the metro. People are there is like this conscience about taking care of the metro and having good relationship with people in the metro. So the metro, all people take care about the metro.
And it's very interesting because somehow it also in this case represents what the people of Medellin would like the present and the future to be. They want a cleaner environment. They want a more friendly environment.
Yeah.
And they're proud of this metro line.
Yeah. The metro line it's trying to connect the city. The metro line comes from the very north part to the very south part. So that means from the poorest area to the richest area of the city, and the metro is trying to connect. I mean, to accelerate the economy, connect. Doesn't matter. I mean, where are you going? But try. You can cross. You can come to the center of the city in 20 minutes by the metro. That's a very efficient service.
Okay, so every one of these programs ends with a song by Fruco, which is El Preso, the prisoner. Can you tell us something about that?
About the El Preso means the prisoner. The song is about at the beginning they talk about Gorgona, which is an island in Colombia. It's there was a jail there like 30-40 years ago. It was a huge prison in this very island in the Pacific. It's very far, and it's very difficult to access there. I mean, the island is on a rocky, very. It's surrounded by rocks, and there is a huge prison there. So it's there were people there, and they suffer a lot because I heard that they were doing like some
torture
on the jail. They were taking very dangerous criminals there, and
so it was eventually closed.
Yeah, it was closed because it was. The jail didn't have all the requirements or on a human. I mean,
on human levels, it wasn't up to standard, so yeah. They closed it down.
Yes.
And you were telling me that Fruco and even the song is quite popular in Colombia.
Yeah, definitely, it's very popular. It's like an anthem, maybe of salsa.
Uh-huh. Okay, so we'll end this 13th program of Bella Vista with this anthem of salsa.
Okay.
Fruco plays El Preso. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank
Santiago Arango,
much.
And I wish you a wonderful stay here in Malta.
Yeah, hopefully. It's still not sure, but I enjoy it. Thank you very much.
Pero entre esquina y esquina siempre habrá lo mismo para mí.